Last stop, Canal Street. Almost 2 years ago, there was word of a murder in that New York subway station. Okay, it wasn't a real murder. It was part of what may best be called interactive payphone theater. NPR's Mike Pesca was on the case back then. Today, we bring it back to life.
The hydraulic hiss of the J train coiled its way through my head, teasingly. The hardest part of memory is knowing what you forgot. Like the time Flatnose Fanucci took up clog dancing and mistook my face for the Paradise Club. But this was different. These corridors were dark. I tried to think of them for what they were. The signs on the wall said subway station, but to me it looked like a labyrinth, and I had to get to a payphone, punch in the numbers, wait for that voice.
You are a super investigator.
If that's true, sweetheart, why am I 100 feet underground holding a dirty payphone chasing whispers, straining to hear myself?
All right, Mike. It's me again. Your inner voice. So there's a door in this station. A door that if you hold your ear up to it close, you might even hear a girl crying out for help. Or is she screaming, Mike? The door is on the NQ platform. On the bottom level.
Before I get there, let me explain how I got here. That inner voice of mine sounds a lot like this guy I met a half hour ago, up there on the surface. A moke named Holsopple, Ryan Holsopple. He called himself an artist. This thing I was caught inside of, he said it was a game. He was the one who decided where it was to be played.
I thought Canal Street has more of those narrow hallways, and it definitely has more of that film noir feel to it, the dripping and the smells.
And Holsopple spun out a crazy yarn. There was a girl, see? There is always a girl.
I can still feel her neck, her long, thin neck in my fingers, Mike.
How did she know my name? We'll get back to that. But this dame with a voice that swipes through you like a metro card, she needs my help. I go to the Canal Street station, I pick up the blower, she takes me to the kinds of places even the Bindle punks avoid. The far end of the sixth platform, a door that's better left ignored. There are numbers, a code. Call those numbers in from the right phone, and there she is. And there you are, your thoughts, driving you to the next clue and the next call. Is it you? Or is it this artist guy, Holsopple, pulling a fast one?
Oh, I play your inner voice. When you, the participant, calls in, you're put into the role of the private investigator. Mike Sharpie is his name. But when you start listening to the clues and so forth, you'll hear that that voice of Mike Sharpie comes through, and it's your inner voice. So you're kind of hearing yourself think.
And what I'm thinking is, all these clues, were they here before? Are they everywhere and I never noticed them? Holsopple says he just showed up one day, didn't ask anyone, took some notes, and like that, he was gone. A couple days later and a few sawbucks lighter, and he's got this whole game set up. Clue after clue, call after call, and the boys at City Hall are none the wiser. It's pretty simple, really. There's an answering service that knows which Amici you're calling from. Call from the wrong phone or punch in the wrong number, and no dice, Palooka. But call it in right, and that sweet Parisian kitten will just purr.
You are a super investigator.
Thanks, sister. You've got a voice like a Stradivarius, but I've got a feeling you're packing something else in that violin case of yours. But that's Canal Street for you. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Super investigator Mike Pesca's piece first aired in April 2007. Day to Day is a production of NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.